everybody. Welcome to our Pandemic Legacy, Part 2. This is March 15th, 2020. Beware the Ides of March. Hey, in this daily diary, I have some... I don't really want to call them guests, but with me for this one is...
It's Brian.
Yeah, he doesn't have to say co-host.
Do I? Why, it doesn't... I'm waiting for the big... Yeah.
All right. It's more low-key.
And Kathy.
Hey, we're all here. Look at this. So, yeah, I think the first thing is to say happy birthday to Brian.
Sure.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday, Brian.
I know you want to sing, right? But it looks like you're trying to hold it back. So that's good.
Yes.
I appreciate
it. It is true.
If it was a regular length podcast, we absolutely would.
Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, it was really good. It was, definitely laid back, but it was just, family time and some games here and there, so that was good.
Cool. So we're going to talk non-board gaming stuff, and then just rifle through the board gaming stuff at the end.
Okay.
That's kind of the plan here. So, one of the things I thought was kind of interesting was some of the streaming services started releasing stuff early. So our kids watched Frozen 2 last night, and then Frozen 2 is on Disney Plus today, so they watched it again this morning, but I thought that was just a good update for people if they're home. I don't know. I mean, we're a little kid-centric around here with three kids in the house,
Yeah.
So obviously if people are listening and don't have kids, it's not that, but hey, just know if you check for some movies, or like, I know Star Wars dropped, whatever, Star Wars 9, the destruction of it all, whatever it's called. But that's available, and so check out things like that, and there's a ton of, zoos and museums and things that are doing live streaming,
virtual tours.
And stuff, so I don't even think that's for kids, that's
everybody.
Just cool. The Met was gonna have, performances,
really cool.
So, I mean, we're in this kind of unprecedented times, but...
Dropkick Murphys are doing a free live streaming concert on St. Patrick's Day, I think.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So there's a lot of fun things. Don't miss them.
Right.
Right? Because it's so weird.
Yeah.
There's weird things happening that people wouldn't really do otherwise in terms of all that. Cool. Kathy, you had an adventure today. What did you go pick up for the kids?
I went to a friend's house and I... took apart an old trampoline and carted it home in a borrowed truck and put it back together with my brother. And this is, I think we may be third or fourth family in line with this trampoline, so it has seen better days, but nevertheless, the kids, after we set it up, were out there until bedtime, pretty much.
Yeah, both the last 2 days, the kids have just lived outside. And it's, to us, it's warm in New England.
It's quite warm.
It's 55 degrees.
March.
Usually we're dealing with snow.
Yeah.
So it feels super warm. The sun is honestly warm. When you stand in the sun, it's where yesterday the wind was cold. But,
It's just been comfortable being outside.
Right.
Until the sun started going down. Then it was starting to get cold. But
it gets chilly.
I abandoned them at some point this evening.
But they do a great job playing out there. So then the other new addition to our house is our other housemate. There are 8 of us who live here, just to clarify for everyone. But it's very fun. But our other housemate got an espresso machine.
Yes, and I learned how to use that today.
I have watched everyone use the espresso machine, so I thought that was fun. How was it?
Oh, I made myself an Americano, and it was delightful.
I can only think of that song. An Americano.
Not really like that.
There's a cat invading us, too.
I know, she just keeps walking by.
Yeah. It's going to Brian. All right, so... Those are the things that have been going on. But, it's funny. On yesterday's, I was telling everybody how, I really need to write things down, better. It's not just, reviewing. How did I feel about the game? What do I remember? A couple plays and kind of what were the results. But actually, details. But the interesting part has been tracking all the little fun extra things I want to talk about. And, like, our days are not boring around here. We are pretty busy. Like, we have so many things going on and so many things happening. Like, just, like, that's a day. An espresso machine, a trampoline, a birthday party. Like, it's like, woo, we got a lot happening there. So, thought that was interesting. So, yesterday I did not mention that I played Mandala with both of you. So you've each gotten a chance to play Mandala. So it's not a review, but Mandala is a two-player game where you're making mandalas, which is sand art. And it's like a card set collection type game. Just impressions. Liked it, didn't like it, this was neat, that was neat.
I loved it.
Okay.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got like a cloth mat that goes out. What did you think of it, Brian?
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, just a really solid two-player game. So,
yeah.
I liked it.
I was super impressed by it, so I thought that was really good. All right, so running through some games here, which doesn't apply as much to the two of you, but we played some stuff here. So, I didn't talk about Mandala. The kids played Narwhal. What is that Narwhal game called? Narwhal...
Is it like Narwhal Free For All or something?
Something like that. And it's like got water. You put water in it and then you fish. I don't know. Ring toss or something.
It's basically a ring toss.
But hey, we're talking about games and everybody that they're playing. They also played Color Brain and the farmer game today.
They had them out.
I mean, they had them out. So they were there.
They played with the pieces.
They did. Yes. Thoroughly.
Zephyr and I played Spot It. And then Zephyr's supposed to finish Machikoro Legacy with us. And we have bought her Harry Potter clue when she does that. So
she's earning Harry Potter clue by finishing Machikoro.
Has she been looking for that? Or she's been wanting to play?
She's desperately wanting to play Harry Potter clue. Yeah. She's desperately not wanting to play.
No, she enjoyed it last time. She won. Did. And she did a really good job, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Something
it's really
turned
fun.
Her off to it. Yeah, yeah, we like it.
She flipped the switch on it. And we really enjoy
just
it.
Against it.
It's super light. Like, it's a family legacy game for sure. It's trying to be really simple. Like, here's a thing, and you can incorporate it, and it's really, really simple. And, yeah. But there's that piece. So, did I say that Zephyr and I played Spot It?
Yep.
Cool. So we played that. And then, actually, an interesting thing that happened today was a friend sent me a text and was like, do you have Boggle? And do you happen to have any other easy games that we could pick up? And I was like, absolutely. And it felt like a bait and switch because I could not find Boggle. I looked in the attic. I looked in the playroom. I looked in my pile of games. I asked everybody in the house. I don't know where Boggle is. I know we have Boggle, but I can't find it. But I had plenty of easy games. And it's funny when you're trying to do that for people because, yeah, all these games feel very family and easy, but I know that people are very apprehensive towards. So I tried to literally look for rule books that were 4 pages or less. Like, and the 4-page rule books were Ticket to Ride, King of Tokyo, like slam dunk style games, right? Like, I know they're really going to enjoy them because they're very popular. Not like, maybe they'll take a shot at this. But I sent her with a whole bag of games. It was like 20 games. But I thought that was great because she even said, like, oh, maybe I'll go to Target and pick up some games for kids. And she's like, why the heck am I going to Target when I can just call Brand?
Unless she needs Villainous.
So, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man. Yeah. Sorry. I know. Three Targets and I cannot find Villainous. Maybe I'll have to venture out for toilet paper and Villainous.
Which one's more important?
Villainous.
All right, cool. So there's that. We played The Crew. Which I feel like at this point everybody's just said is game of the year. Like, it's just been a foregone conclusion. Kathy hasn't gotten a chance to play it yet. Maybe we'll convince her after this to play a little bit of The Crew. Brian, talk about it.
Yeah, no, it's just a really straight, like, it's a trick-taking game. And it just plays really well. You've got a bunch of different missions you kind of progress through. And it really makes you puzzle out different aspects of, like, this person really, like, needs to get this card, and then how do we actually successfully do that? So it's just a great game that kind of works you through the rules as you go, and you see it becoming more and more complex, and all of a sudden it's just, like, it just works on so many levels. So,
yeah,
I really like it. The games are so, like, they're really fast for each mission, But yeah, it's just a ton of fun. So
nice. And Kathy, we haven't done much. Not you. We. I said we.
No, I know.
I was trying to think of like Nintendo Switch and some of that stuff, but we haven't done any of that lately. We beat Lego Harry Potter.
We played Werewords last night.
Oh yeah, I didn't get to the games last night.
Sorry.
What we played Werewords at Carrie's party.
Yep.
And we also played Skull.
Oh yeah.
Which I thought was pretty exciting because I won on a 10 flip.
That like, was true.
I you got 10?
Yeah. There were 10 out there. And I just, well, so the part was the meta. Skull's like a bluffing game. I'm not going to go through how it all works, but you have to like flip people's coasters and get the right number. And the previous round was like everybody played Skulls. And so, and the count, the bid went way up, and then the person ended up flipping and being like, oh, I have a Skull in mine. And you don't want to get Skulls. So then I had a pretty good inkling that a lot of people were going to drop flowers. Just, oh, that was the Skull round, now the flower round. And everybody was just bidding it up. Like, oh, I bid 2, I bid 3, I bid 4. And it got to me, and I was like, how many are there? And let's go 10. And everybody flips theirs, and they were all flowers, which, to me, it's a fun way to end. It's not as fun for people, but I just love that, when you can just call everybody out, and you're right. Like, that was super fun. So, and Werewords went over swimmingly well.
Yeah.
It's a little tricky for people when they're trying to figure out what to do as the werewolf or whatnot, and whatever. So, yeah, there was that piece. And I guess the last thing is kind of boring for you guys, because you guys weren't up yet. No offense.
Yeah, we didn't do much.
But pretty early this morning, I played Outer Rim solo.
Oh.
So okay. I tried to be more detailed. I was Boba Fett. The AI was Lando. And that AI is rough in that game. But I came screaming back. I was down like 9-2, and I scored 7 points to get it to 9-9, and then the AI won the turn before I was gonna win. But it was super fun because we played one time with like 4 people, and it was uber slow. Mm-hmm. And solo is actually still a lot. Like, it took me a solid hour to get through the game.
Okay,
playing 20-minute increments with, you know, doing stuff with the kids or whatever. But it's really fun. It totally is fun. I love it. Like, it's just all theme.
Yeah.
Like, the mechanics are super light, but it's just fun to flip stuff and try to figure things out. So, solo's basically where it's at for that game. But that's cool. I'll just play as Han Solo. So, there was that. So, that's kind of our update, I think. There's a couple other things, like, we were looking through, what is this, Morphology and Sticks and Stones and First Contact. And I checked out Sanctum with, like, a solo, which seemed pretty fun. So, I'll try to do that. But that's it. Just kind of want to update and do this diary every day, and thanks for joining us. Other things? Upbeat things? What's been good?
Is this the... yeah, no, it's... I guess it's just trying to get a sense of what's... what'll be going on, right?
Yeah. Well, you went out, plucked Salmon River, and threw a frisbee today?
Yeah, no, it was yeah, a great day to do that. We just kind of went down there and tossed for a bit. Yeah, looking forward to warming up a bit more consistently, so that'll be fun.
And you installed lights?
I have big plans. I'm changing our dining room. I'm switching our dining room and my office, which doesn't necessarily make sense in a house layout, but I think will make more sense in our house layout. Because the office is bigger, people will fit better around our big huge table to play games in the bigger room.
And yesterday we got a new old fridge.
Oh.
And you and Rachel spent the better part of the afternoon cleaning it out.
The afternoon.
But now we have a new fridge. So there's just another project. Like, you got a trampoline today, a fridge yesterday, light fixtures. Like, it's crazy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I did.
We have no shortage of things going on
these
here.
Last few days.
Our church was streamed online this morning.
Yeah,
so that was kind of fun. A lot of churches I know are doing that. We usually play music, so there's that piece. So just those differences in terms of all that. But hey. So those are kind of things that are going on. I said I wouldn't go more than 15 minutes. We got 20 seconds left. So who wants to close us out?
Bye.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.